So just to finish, just coming back to this kind of koan of the dewdrop world. So this world of dew, this sort of illusory world, which is at the same time very real to us and very potentially painful to us, and yet it's an illusion. And within this world, within this koan, I suppose, of life and death, we have another koan, which is how do we make the most of life without hanging on to it? And how do we neither waste time nor resist the passing of time? Yeah. And just to finish, I'm just going to read a little quote from Dennis Potter, who wrote this when he was dying of cancer. And I suppose it's to do with the kind of perspective that you get when you're close to death, either your own death or somebody else's death. I think you get a different kind of perspective, and in a way I think we're looking to get that different kind of perspective. That's why we're reflecting on death and impermanence, to bring about this kind of perspective. The blossom is out in full now. It's plum tree. It looks like apple blossom, but it's white. It's the whitest, throffiest, blossomest blossom that ever could be, and I can see it. Things are both more trivial than they ever were and more important than they ever were, and the difference between the trivial and the important doesn't seem to matter, but the nowness of everything is absolutely wondrous.